what we did. I have an amazing, delightful daughter, Suzanne. A high honor student, she has always worked hard on her studies and been self-motivated. Even more important, she willingly gives back to her family and has a compassionate heart toward others. However, when she was a high school senior, she still wasn't certain of her career path. She had interests in engineering, being a pharmacist, or even being an entrepreneur who might start her own company. After a lot of research together, we decided not to spend the $25,000 per year at the university she'd initially applied to and been accepted at. Instead, Suzanne would take 2 years of basic classes from the community college nearby. She could save further expenses by living at home for that time. This also would allow her to take a broad variety of classes to fine-tune her direction. When she was a sophomore, she found her love, genetic engineering. Knowing she could help children who struggled with illnesses completely fit her compassionate heart, too. The 2 years of basic courses from community college transferred directly to the 4-year university, so that saved us some more bucks. She's now a senior at the university and loves her internship in genetics. The company, in fact, likes her so much they've offered her a job when she graduates in 2 months. Although our plan raised a few eyebrows, including those of my own parents, who couldn't believe we weren't sending our smart daughter straight to university, it was a wise one. It gave Suzanne a running start so she'll be able to exit college with as little debt as possible and with the skills of a solidified career direction that she loves. Today, college kids have become boomerang kids in huge numbers. When they couldn't find work after graduation, they moved back home. Now they're struggling to find work, any work that they're passionate about. One 23-year-old I know, Jared, is a sociology major who graduated 2 years ago from a prestigious 4-year university. Problem is, he hasn't been able to identify a single job in the sociology field that sounds interesting to him. He is now majoring in living in his parents' basement and working part-time at a garage to pay the monthly minimum on his college debts. Sadly, this is the same kid who, when he was 16, showed a great deal of interest in auto mechanics. He was always in the garage, tinkering with the clunker car he'd bought for $1,000 with money earned from odd jobs. But his parents insisted that he pursue a degree in one of the helping people fields, just like his father and grandfather had. Though he often fixed the family car, they didn't see those practical skills as a career direction. Too bad, because auto mechanics seems like a perfect fit for Jared. My guess is that he'll eventually end up in that field, but it'll take him years to pay off his university debts. Which of you wants to see your child in debt, or be in debt yourself for years to come? As you think about your child's future college decision, keep your options broad. Is your child more talented with practical skills, such as fixing computers or being a craftsman of some sort? Is she academically focused, someone who would make a good teacher or scientist? In vocational counseling with kids, we always talk about people, data, and things. Does your child show signs that she is specifically interested in one of those three? The answer to those questions, rather than your desire to see your child succeed in a particular way, should become the basis of your brainstorming for your child's future direction. After all, it's not your future, it's hers. That's why it's important to let your child's natural talents